1 मिनट।
I welcome all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call once again. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Amani Gaur Das, Gaur Das Prabhuji, sorry, Gaur Chandra Das Prabhuji, I'm so sorry, Prabhuji, to enlighten us on the topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam Antalila 17.1 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. I would like to give a small brief introduction about you. His Grace Amani Gaur Chandra Das Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He is a software professional and is based in Minneapolis. He has been trained in the Bhakti Vriksha model of preaching, CDM, guided model, and has been preaching to new people in multiple batches, both in person and in online groups. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept our humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. We are very fortunate to have, and we are so thankful for giving your valuable time and association. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, all devotees. Thank you for introducing me. I don't have any qualification. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. So let me know, Mataji, when I can start.
You can.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् साहगणलि ललिताश्रविदा साकान्वितां च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्तरमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ऑल डिवोटीज एज इंट्रोड्यूस्ड आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट बैकग्राउंड ऑफ प्रीचिंग यूजिंग भक्ति वृक्ष मॉडल. Never used to give classes like this, except the discussion-based model classes. I am the most ineligible person to speak, most unqualified, most of nothing. You can put anything like this. Let me pray to my wonderful spiritual master to speak through me, who has all the qualifications to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं. सो टुडे द स्क्रीन शेयर राइट. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्लोका 1 टू 19. इट्स अ स्टडी on this bodily transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever is possible, I can speak. If there are many stalwart actually devotees decorated this virtual Vyasasan, please forgive me if I make any mistake. Sloka 1. लिख्यते श्रील गौरेन्द्र अति अद्भुतम अलौकिकम यैर्दृष्टम तन्मुख श्रुत्वा दिव्योन्मद विशेषितम. ट्रांसलेशन. आई एम सिंपली ट्राइंग टू राइट अबाउट लॉर्ड गौरचंद्रस ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज एंड स्पिरिचुअल मैडनेस विच आर वेरी वंडरफुल एंड अनकॉमन I dare to write of them only because I have heard from the mouths of those who have personally seen the Lord's activities. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Text 3. Emata Mahaprabhu Ratri Divesha Unmadera Cheshta Pralapa Kare Prema Vesha. Translation. Absorbed in ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted and talked like a madman day and night. Text 4. Ekadina Prabhu Swarupa Ramananda Sange Adharatri Gonaila Krishna Kadash Range. Translation. In the company of Swarupa Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Raya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once passed half the night talking about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Text 5. Yabaye Bhava Prabhura Karaya Udhaya Bhavanurupa Gita Gaya Swarupa Mahasaya. Translation. As they talked of Krishna, Swarupa Damodara Goswami would sing songs exactly suitable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental emotions. Text 6. Vidyapadi Chandidasa Sri Gita Govinda Bhavanurupa Sloka Padena Raya Ramananda. Translation. To complement the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya would quote verses from the books of Vidyapati and Chandidasa, and especially from the Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. Text 7. Madhya Madhya Apene Prabhu Sloka Padiya Slokere Artakarena Prabhu Vilapakariya. Translation. At intervals, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also recite a verse. Then in great lamentation, he would explain it. Text 8. Emate nane bhave ataratri haila goshanire sayanakarai dunghe gare gela. Translation. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed half the night experiencing varieties of emotions. Finally, after making the Lord lie down on his bed, Swarupa Damodara and Ramananda Raya returned to their homes. Text 9. Gambirara Dware Govinda Karile Shayana Sabharatri Prabhu Karene Uche Sankirtana. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant Govinda lay down at the door of his room and the Lord very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all night. Text 10. Achambite shunena Prabhu Krishna Venu Ghana Bhava Vishya Prabhu Tahan Karile Prayana. Translation. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the vibration of Krishna's flute. Then in ecstasy, he began to depart to see Lord Krishna. Text 11. Tina dware kapata ache ache talagiya bhava vishya prabhu gela bahira hana. Translation. All three doors were fastened as usual, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, nevertheless got out of the room and left the house. Text 12. Simha dware dakshine ache tailanga ghabi ghana kahanya padila prabhu hana achetana. Translation. He went to a cow shed on the southern side of the Simha dwara. There the Lord fell down unconscious among the cows from the district of Tailanga. Text 13. Eta govinda mahaprabhu rasabdana pana swarupere Bolaila kapate kuliya. Translation. Meanwhile, not hearing any sounds from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda immediately sent for Swarupa Damodara and opened the doors. Text 14. Tabe Swarupa Goshani Sangelane Bhakte Ghana Bhakta Ghana Duty Jwaliya Karene Prabhura Anya Veshena. Sana. Translation. Then Swarupa Damodara Goswami lit a torch and went out with all the devotees to search for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 15. iti uti anveshiya simhatware gela ghabi gana madhyayai prabhura paila. Translation: after searching here and there, they finally came to the cow shed near the Simhadwara. There, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying unconscious among the cows. Text 16. Petere bithara hasta para kurmere akara mukhe fena pula ghanga netre ashudhara. Translation: his arms and legs had entered the trunks of his body exactly like those of a tortoise. His mouth was foaming. There were eruptions on his body and tears flowed down from his eyes. Text 17. Achetana padi achena yena kushmanda pala pala bahire jadima antere ananda vikvala. Translation: as the Lord lay there unconscious, his body resembled a large pumpkin. Externally he was completely inert, but within he felt overwhelming transcendental bliss. Text 18. Gabi Saba Chaudi Keshun Ke Prabhura Sri Anga Dura Kaile Nahi Chade Prabhura Sri Anga Sangha. Translation: all the cows around the Lord were sniffing in his transcendental body. When the devotees tried to check them, they refused to give up their association with the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 19. Aneka karile yatna nahaya chetana prabhure uthana ghare anila bhakta ghana. Translation: the devotees tried to rouse the Lord by various means, but his consciousness did not return. Therefore, they all lifted him and brought him back home. Omagyana timirandasya yananjana shalakaya shakshurunditam mena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Love of Godhead, as you see, is not an ordinary commodity. This is Srila Prabhupada's statement. This is a very, very powerful statement. And this statement is the essence of these verses and this entire chapter as well. Prema, the word that we often hear, and it cannot artificially manifest. With the word love, that's the English meaning of it, it's very liberally used word nowadays, even in spiritual circles. But getting that love manifested and living in that mode is not at all easy. And this love or prema is natural, realized, and original state of the soul. So in that state, there are 8 bodily transformation that take place. We are not getting into any of those details. And they are inertness, perspiration, standing up, hairs on end, failing in the voice or choking, trembling, paleness of the body, tears profusely coming from the eyes, and the trance. And Nectar of Devotion, chapter 27 actually describes everything in detail. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracts the soul in this material world by his bodily beauty, and the other one is Mahamantra. And we know how powerful both of them are. Both means the bodily beauty of Mahaprabhu and the Mahamantra. As you know, ISKCON is famously called as a kitchen religion. However, the basis of bhakti is chanting, and that is where ISKCON stands tall among other cults that exist in the world. As a preacher of this model of bhakti riksha, the immediate question that comes to me when meeting a member is how many rounds you chant. And then when they say that some number of rounds, please increase 2 rounds every Ekadasi, every month. So we keep on just probing this way so that they can come to a level. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attracts everyone with his bodily beauty and Mahamantra. And even when the devas who are attracted by the same beauty, they wanted to witness this beauty, so they just take their airplanes and come in the skies, and they start witnessing. So this is the basis. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has been explaining all those symptoms. He has been explaining all those symptoms in this chapter, the transcendental activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his spiritual madness. And they are not common at all. They are uncommon to see, uncommon to witness. And above all, these activities are wonderful. There are no English equivalent words to describe these activities of the Supreme Lord. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I wrote them with the faith and conviction based on Raghunath Das Goswami, who had actually personally witnessed in person. Keeping that as basis, like when he explained to me, I wrote those wonderful activities of the Lord, keeping that as the witness, even though I have not witnessed in person. So ecstasy is the other name for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in transcendental spiritual ecstasy, Lord is always immersed in that ecstasy. All his talks, actions, they were all understandable only to his close associates, like Ramananda Raya, Swarupa Dhamodara, kind of people only. Because in the mood of Radharani, Lord expresses his activities, speeches, feelings in a very, very soft way, in a soft tone and soft way, and it can only be understood by these close associates only. And mostly these activities are only seen, felt by his close associates and not to a common man. So one night when in the company of Ramananda Raya and Swarupa Dhamodara, it was almost past midnight, and they were actually kept on talking the pastimes of Krishna. To aid the situation, Swarupa Dhamodara would sing songs exactly suitable for those transcendental emotions. On the other side, when the songs are being sung, on the other side, Ramananda Raya, who knows the scriptures in depth very well, always quote verses from various places of the scriptures to aid to the situation. So always these two things happen in their company. Swarupa Dhamodara, who is an excellent singer, he sings to the situation. And Ramananda Raya, who is an in-depth scriptural person, quotes verse to that situation. Thus, from Gita Govindam and by Jayadeva Goswami, from the books of Vidyapati, Chandidasa, he started quoting verses. When I was preparing for this class, I searched for them. I didn't get the English version of those. Look like they are Bengali script, which I cannot understand. But those songs describe the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So in this way, most of the night is getting passed. When we understand these activities of the Lord, we can conclude that for a pure devotee, there is no day and night, no discrimination. And any time a pure devotee is ready to serve the Lord. Even there is tiredness from services throughout the day, and it is all transcendental tiredness, the devotees never say no for any service to the Lord. This combination of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Raya and Swarupa Dhamodara looks like an excellent music troupe. It's like when we have a kirtan, there's a kirtanier who is very good in singing, and then to help him, so the kirtan includes a mridanga player, a kartal player, a violin player, or any other instruments that enhances the kirtan. So already Mahamantra is very sweet, and these instruments like mridanga, kartal, violin, and whatsoever, these instruments, they aids and increases the sweetness of Mahamantra and attracts the person who is hearing this kirtan, sankirtan going on. Similarly, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already sweet, already wonderful. And to aid his sweetness and other great qualities, Swarupa Dhamodara, Ramananda Raya combination looks like that a sankirtan party. And it aids to the sweetness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keeps this too is because when you see Radharani, even though there were Ashtasakis, gopis, innumerable gopis, etc., always Radharani used to keep the company of Lalita and Vishakha. And they stay very close to Radharani. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, keeps Swarupa Dhammodara and Ramanandaraya. One who sings, one who quotes verses, and one who is a Lalita Shakhi, and one is a Vishakha Sakhi. These kind of transcendental ecstasy and bliss can only be experienced in the company or in the association of such devotees. So, having said that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never want to lose their company. This is the lesson for all of us. In the ABCD of devotional service, that A stands for association, which you all know, I don't need to reiterate, which is the main. In the association of the like-minded, the great, pure devotees, we can also grow further. We can feel that transcendental bliss only in the association of pure devotees. We cannot feel the same in the company of non-devotees. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is with the company of his close associates. For other common people Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets, he always insists them to chant. This is also a lesson to the preacher, that how we need to behave in the company of a pure devotee and how we need to act with the new people. So meanwhile, when this is going on, in between, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also quotes some verse, and then he also starts explaining the meaning of those verses. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, it's not just a simple, I talk. When he's explaining, he will be weeping, crying, showing all kinds of transcendental emotions. And this is a very wonderful scene to see. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spends the time with his companions. So this transcendental ecstatic attachment for Krishna, when you see the activities of the Lord, this ecstatic attachment for Krishna is a result when we have the perfect understanding that Nama and Nami are identical. Because I don't get to see Krishna every day, but I have the association of Maha Mantra every day, every time, every minute, every second. That Maha Mantra is our connection to Krishna, and this is the Bhava. So this way, it was all going on throughout the night, and then past midnight, after making Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take rest, these two, Swarupa Dhammodara and Ramanandaraya, they return to their homes. Gambira, the place we all know where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying for 12 years, and Govinda was actually staying with him. Where Iskan Puri is located, Swarupa Dhammodara Bhajan Kutir is located, that's where these people are staying. So Govinda, who was always with Mahaprabhu at the time, so Govinda usually used to guard the door when Mahaprabhu is resting. And he lies down near the door. After Mahaprabhu started taking rest, and Govinda used to wait outside and lie down near the door. Throughout the night, he used to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting Maha Mantra very loudly. Why Govinda is guarding there is because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in transcendental bliss, he will leave that place. So they do not want him to leave that place in the middle of the night. So that is why, to prevent Mahaprabhu from leaving in night, he lies down in the door, in the entrance of the door, and he is like a transcendental security guard there. And behind the locked doors, throughout the night, Mahaprabhu will be chanting. Sometimes when he is chanting, he used to hear the flute sound of Krishna. As soon as he hears the flute sound of Krishna, immediately Gaurasundara wants to depart to see Krishna. There's so much of ecstasy, he wants to leave that place. When you see this now, for a conditioned soul like me, that I have a taste. And everyone, like many conditioned souls are there, everyone has a taste. And this taste is actually based on the mode that we are associated with. This we have seen and studied in Bhagavad Gita extensively. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's nothing like this. It's always Krishna. His taste is always Krishna. That is where his taste lies. So everything and everywhere he looks, it resembles Krishna to him. So suddenly, in the middle of the night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he escapes from the behind the locked doors in search of Krishna. In Gambira, the house there they were staying, the house had three doors, and they were actually securely locked. And Govinda was guarding outside the door. So even though the doors were locked to prevent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from keep going out in the middle of the night, but still he goes. When you see this, it looks like a magic. But this is not a magic at all. When Krishna appeared in jail in Mathura, there were even bigger doors, not these three doors. There were even very, very huge doors, bigger doors. They're bigger locks, locked with a chain, hundreds of security guards, and so many things were there. But when Krishna appeared, when he wanted to go out from the jail of Mathura to Gokula, the locks released, chains broken, soldiers slept, everything was happening. When we heard this, all these wonderful events, how Krishna traveled from Mathura to Gokula with Vasudeva, this looked seamless. When I say that is seamless, it also is perfect and faultless. There were no fault anywhere. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu escaped from this behind these three doors, this is also faultless, seamless and perfect. Not at all magic. So Gaurasundara leaves the house and he goes towards Simhadwara, the eastern side of the temple. And there is a Goshala there. And the Goshala is filled with the cows from the Thailanga district. These cows, when he goes inside the cows, in between the cows, then he goes and then he became unconscious and then he lies down there in between the cows. Why? Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the cows, he immediately transported himself. He immediately went into trance and then he immediately started imagining how Krishna is grazing these cows in Brajamandala. He got transported to that spiritual kingdom, even though he is from there. He's one of that. And then when he actually started transported to that scenario, then he fell unconscious. As I mentioned earlier, this Bhava stage where Krishna and his name are identical, in that perfect understanding, one will not be contaminated by the material nature. Like a tortoise, that's an example given here, like how a tortoise withdraws its limbs to save from danger. There's a danger coming in, the tortoise actually takes all the limbs and then it becomes like a ball. The another analogy given is like a pumpkin in the sloka. So that how a tortoise withdraws its limbs to save from danger, a devotee also withdraw his senses from the material attractions. So material attractions are the danger. That means a devotee becomes carefree. When this state is manifested, this is called love of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always chanting inside the room. Govinda was guarding outside. And Govinda made sure that as long as Mahamantra is heard, when he was hearing Mahaprabhu chanting inside, when he was hearing Mahamantra, he was sure that the Lord is inside. But as soon as he didn't hear, because Mahaprabhu escaped from there, as soon as he didn't hear, he immediately went into anxiety. Then he opened the door and started checking. He didn't find Mahaprabhu there. Based on the instructions that he has received from his guru, Ishwarapuri, they were all doing the service to Mahaprabhu. So Govinda is responsible. When Mahaprabhu is not there, he is responsible. He's totally responsible. Now, he doesn't know what to do. There is a lesson here for all of us, at least for me. A devotee is not confined to materialistic barriers. How many doors you can put? A devotee is not confined to materialistic barriers, and this devotee is Supreme Lord himself. Many times we see that some devotees suffer due to materialistic issues, or sometimes either the husband is not supporting, wife is not supporting, or wife is not a non-devotee, husband is a non-devotee, and it becomes like an impediment in devotional service. That is what I used to hear in the classes. Actually, it is not. For a sincere devotee, Lord arranges circumstances. So Govinda immediately sent information to Swarupa Damodara. Swarupa Damodara, he just came out, he took a torch light, and they started searching. And he is Lalita Sakhi. He knows where Mahaprabhu would have gone. Even though he could guess, but they started searching multiple places. And finally, they arrived at the Goshala near Simhadwara. It's a lion's gate. And there, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying unconscious in between cows. Like how tortoise withdraw its limbs. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also withdrew his limbs. All like everything became shortened. It is not because of danger. When you see this analogy directly, a tortoise withdraw its limbs for danger, but here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew his limbs. It is not because of danger. This is because of the transcendental ecstasy. His mouth was foaming. There was like incessant flow of tears from his eyes. That is a transcendental cry. Outside, when you see, it looked like motion, like Mahaprabhu is motionless, that he is not moving, nothing is going on. But inside, he was crying in ecstasy. In Sikshashtaka, Mahaprabhu says, Nayanam galada shrudharaya vadanam gadgara dhudhaya gira pulakair nichitam vapu kada tavanam agrahane bhavishyati. Oh my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with the tears of love, flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? He's showing here. When will my voice choke up? When will the hairs of my body stand on the end at the recitation of your name? So this is Mahaprabhu's prayer. And all those be getting live, like Mahaprabhu is going through here. As we know that, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Charanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papyapya Mokshishyami Masuchaha. This is what the Krishna's final statement in Bhagavad Gita, that surrender unto me, do not worry about any other things, do not fear about any other things, I will protect you. But how to surrender? Mahaprabhu has to come, Krishna has to come in the form of Mahaprabhu and then explain that. It's the same thing he's explaining here. How to surrender. These are all examples for us. All the symptoms that Mahaprabhu exhibited here, all those symptoms, whatever is there as part of bodily transformations, whatsoever, they're all exhibited by the Lord personally. He was profusely crying. His voice is choked up. His hair was standing. He was motionless. All those the Lord is exhibiting here. Generally, when we say that someone is unconscious, it means that we don't remember anything. Nothing is going on. It's like a coma stage. But here, he was only unconscious externally. But internally, Mahaprabhu was having transcendental bliss. That's going on inside. In another place in Bhavishya Purana, it's said that Anandarasu Kalarhoma Harshapurnam Tapodhana. I will be exhibiting the symptoms of ecstasy, like shedding tears of bliss and hair standing in ecstasy. Same thing is going on here. When you look at the scene in the Goshala, where Mahaprabhu is lying down, all the cows and calves, they were licking and sniffing the Lord. Why? Because they were having the transcendental bliss. Wherever Lord goes, the bliss also goes with him. The cows and calves were not ready to leave him at all. They were not ready to leave, not ready to listen also. When Swarupa Damodara and Govinda and others were there to just shoo away the cows, they were not ready to leave. They were not ready to listen. And why? Because they don't want to leave his association. When the cows found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, lying down, they formed a protective ring. Some of the cows were licking, some of the cows were sniffing, and they just form a protective ring that nobody can approach Mahaprabhu. They don't want to leave their association. Somehow, these devotees, they reached Mahaprabhu, and trying to wake him from trance, they used many ways to wake him, like to bring him back to the consciousness, but it was of no use. So they lifted him. They lifted him and they brought him to the house in the Gambira. And again, they put Mahaprabhu down and they're trying to do various techniques to wake him up. And finally, nothing worked out. And they started chanting out loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to his ears. As soon as he heard the Maha Mantra, he came back to consciousness. He became normal. And then he sat down and he stood up and asked this question, where have I been? This is where the sloka ends. So these are, whatever we have seen so far, it looks like a story. It's a running story, right? When you read the entire chapter and further chapters, it looks like a story. But these are actually pastimes of the most munificent form of Lord. Lord himself has stated in Varaha Purana that Leela Prachurya Vigraha Bhagavad Bhakta Rupena Lokan Rakshami Sarvataha. I shall come as the best of the Brahmanas. I will exhibit many pastimes in the form of a devotee. I shall deliver the people of this world. This is coming from Varaha Purana. By listening to this pastime, even though it looks like a story, we also get delivered. There's a Srila Prabhupada's pastime you might be knowing, but I would like to narrate it, as narrated by his personal servant. Actually, he mentioned that Prabhu has mentioned that many joyful adventures took place when they were actually traveling with Srila Prabhupada. So much actually nectar flowed from the regulated activities of them serving Srila Prabhupada personally. And many such wonderful servants of Srila Prabhupada has written about their experiences, and this is one among them. They were actually, all the servants were involved in cooking, massaging, and tending to the needs of his Srila Prabhupada, except for being present when Srila Prabhupada was exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, as mentioned here. And that was the rarest of treasure for all those personal servants of Srila Prabhupada. So one such actually event happened, mostly in Vyasasan, when Srila Prabhupada is narrating the pastimes of Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu or Panchatattvas. That is the time where he exhibited all those ecstatic symptoms. And the most widely known incident that took place during the Mayapur festival. There were hundreds of devotees were assembled in the temple room where Srila Prabhupada was speaking. So when he was explaining the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, suddenly he stopped, became silent, and his eyes closed. Everyone in the room became still. No one wanted to disturb him. It was like a pin drop silence. Like even if you drop a pin, it can be heard. And even some devotees, like the assembled, they don't want to even breathe louder, means breathe heavy. Because they do not want to disturb Srila Prabhupada. So this was going on for some time. Hundreds of devotees who were assembled in that class, they were all transfixed on Srila Prabhupada's ecstasy. And each of them is being transported along with Prabhupada by his ecstasy. Their minds were all overwhelmed with all this bliss. Srila Prabhupada actually carried, like the Prabhu has been mentioning, Srila Prabhupada has carried us all to another kingdom or another world. We were not here at all. And suddenly, there was one sannyasi seated near to the Vyasasan began to chant loudly. Namaho Vishnu Pasaya, he started chanting loudly. As soon as he started chanting loudly, all those other people who were all transported to that another part of the world, spiritual kingdom, they felt jolted by this heavenly world. Gradually, one by one, the reluctant devotees, they began to join in the kirtan. And soon, Prabhupada actually regained his external consciousness. So far what? He was in ecstasy. He closed his eyes. He was motionless. And he slowly regained his external consciousness and joined his disciples in the kirtan. This is what happened. And after the kirtan got over, after the class got over, Prabhupada actually went back to his room. There was some disagreement among the devotees that you should not have, even though he's another sannyasi who started this kirtan, they didn't criticize that, we don't know what to do, what we are supposed to do, that when Prabhupada was in transcendental ecstasy, whether we can disturb his ecstasy by just chanting a mantra, whether we can do it or not, they were not sure. They were telling that you should not have done this. Then Maharajas actually replied that, oh, I thought I would chant. He replied, it seems like the right thing to do. Maharajas said this. But no one there knew what is the right thing to do at that moment. So one of the servants of Srila Prabhupada asked, Srila Prabhupada, do you remember when you were giving the lecture at the lecture hall, you stopped speaking and went into ecstasy. Before the servant continued, Prabhupada responded in a very sweet voice, sounding like he was feeling like a little embarrassed. In a sweet voice, he said, oh, I do not do that very often. Srila Prabhupada said this. Oh, again, the servant actually said, no, Prabhupada, I'm not talking about that. And he understood the humility of Srila Prabhupada that when he said that I do not do that very often. But the servant continued, but when it happens, what should we do? Oh, should we just sit there? Or should we chant japa? Or should wake you up by a loud kirtan? We don't know what to do. Then Prabhupada replied, yes, just chant. Chant Hare Krishna. And why are you making such a big thing out of it? Just chant Hare Krishna, that is all right. And Prabhupada also said, learn from the events of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu was lying down, unconscious, in between cows, when his servants took him back from that goshala to his house, what they did to wake him up, where they did to actually bring him to the external consciousness, they chanted loudly into the ears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the same thing here. So we have to learn from the events of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As always, there are many ways that we can describe what Srila Prabhupada spoke here. When he said that, I do not do that very often, and Prabhupada actually said with a most innocent voice. Actually, he was displaying that gentle grace and humility. And in other side, it looked like he was also apologizing for exhibiting the symptoms of a pure devotee, because he was feeling a little awkward, felt awkward exposing us to his ecstasy. When you again compare with this chapter, all those very close transcendental bodily symptoms are being actually shown when in the company of the pure devotees, not with any very common people. That's the same thing actually Prabhupada felt a little awkward exposing us to his ecstasy, because not everybody who is sitting in the hall may be pure devotee. They are all in the devotee in the making, that we all have a board hanging in our chest, that work in progress. So anything and everything in our scripture is a life lesson. Every sloka that is there in the scriptures has a takeaway. Every action of a great devotee has a lesson for all of us. As we all know that Krishna consciousness is not information, it is transformation. When we are hearing the past tense, when we are hearing the stories, when we are reading the philosophy, all of them have to actually transform us. This philosophy that we have here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is all practical. So what is the lesson that we learn from here? What is the takeaway for all of us? The state of being in love with Godhead is actually compared to the sunshine emanating from the sun. Lord is the sun here. And the sunshine that comes out of the sun is a love that we get from him. This love or the shining makes a devotee heart more and more lovely. Like how a sun is actually illuminating the entire earth and the universe here. Similarly, the love that is emanating from the Lord is actually making us more and more lovely. The heart of such a devotee is situated in the transcendental position beyond the mode of goodness. This process of making the heart lovely and more sterilized by the sunshine of love that is coming from Krishna, that is called bhava. I'll give an example. When you take the example that we have seen the gold earrings, gold, all those, everything, gold ornaments. When you see the process, how the gold is getting extracted, it doesn't look shining yellow when it is being extracted out of earth. There is so much of process behind the scenes that goes in. When you see, the gold is first extracted from the stones under the earth. And it is all mixed with the earth. It is dirty. All dirt. Then all these big rocks of gold, they are cut into smaller pieces like a road gravel. Like the road, they put the road, right? There's a gravel. So they are cut into pieces. And this gravel-like material is actually entered into the rotating drums. They are all filled with steel balls. And this, in these drums, this gravel-like gold is actually made into a slurry or like a powder. And again, another process goes on. This is mixed with water. It forms a pulp. And there are some chemicals being added. Some solvent are being added. Some oxygen cyanide is all treated there. And then there's to dissolve the gold pulp. And there are some carbon grains are being added to that so that the powdery gold gets stuck to that carbon. It comes out. Then there is other process that goes on like electrowinning, smelting, so many things. Finally, we get that shining 24 karat gold. When you compare this, in our lives, there is a person who introduces us, all of us, for all of us, someone introduced us to Krishna consciousness by preaching, by giving us a Bhagavad Gita book, by a book distribution, when we entered a kirtan and somebody invited for prasadam, somehow or other, we were all introduced to Krishna consciousness some point in time in the past. Like Vardhamana, Pratyaksha Guru. So that person who introduced us to devotional practices. Then various personalities came into our life. They start channelizing. They started understanding our personality because instructions is when it's given by our Shiksha Guru, our Diksha Guru, it's not blanket instructions. It's a one-to-one based on our understanding. So they start channelizing, they start understanding our personality, and then they started shaping all of us. Then Srila Prabhupada starts playing the major role in the form of his lectures, in the form of his books. And this is like a drum filled with the steel balls where it's actually breaking down that gravel like dark gold into fine powder. Then we are all put into a symbolic cage of regulative principles. They act as catalyst. Like how some chemicals are being supplied to that, like cyanide, oxygen, many other things, are carbon are supplied to actually segregate gold and then process it more like that. These regulative principles, they act as catalyst chemicals. They start segregating us from the materialistic association. How gold is segregated from these dirty things, then this is also segregating us from the materialistic association. And then comes a spiritual master who helps further, which is like those processes like smelting process, electrowinning process, something like that in the gold extraction. When you're comparing, the spiritual master comes and then he starts helping further. So when you see this, there are so many people play a role in bringing a dirty piece of earth into shining gold. So similarly, so many people in our lives actually are trying to bring us to a stage of Krishna consciousness. Like a bhakti lada bija, we started safeguarding, we started nurturing, etc. Similarly, when all these people work together in our lives, they are all trying to make us, bring us from this materialistic world person into a first class devotee. So by the process of executing this regulated devotion service, one is actually elevated to the transcendental stage beyond the material modes of nature. At that time, one's heart becomes illuminated like the sun. This sun that we see in the sky is very far from the planetary system. And there is, like we see in the sky, there's a sun that is beyond the clouds. And there is, when it is far from this planetary system that we have here, where we are living, and there is no possibility of it being covered by any kind of cloud. So similarly, when a devotee is purified like the sun, from his heart, there is a ecstatic love that actually get diffused in it, which is more glorious. Once such a person reaches a stage of bhava or prema bhakti, then we can also notice these bodily ecstasies, transformations, what is being said in the scriptures. And these are all not artificial at all. All these symptoms that are being shown when it's a pure devotee, when a Uttama Adhikari is in that state, whatever symptoms that he shows, they are not artificial. None of the state is artificial. All of these activities in that state are wonderful. When someone is situated in that state, we will feel that without the love of Godhead, my life is useless. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. He is wonderfully merciful. He is Adbhutta Karuna. He does not discriminate. He's a Uttama Adhikari, he's a Adama, he's a poor, he's rich. He doesn't discriminate. He never discriminates. What is the proof? I am the most fallen. But I am sitting here and speaking on Mahaprabhu. That is the proof. Without any qualification, I am here. That is a proof. So all these lessons, all the people who are working there, all the philosophy we have, everything actually is trying to make us into that stage of devotee. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you very much. Any mistake if I have made, please forgive me. Vancha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu eva cha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Hare Krishna, Amani Prabhu. Thank you so much for such a beautiful, seamless class. You were talking about the seamless, moving of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the cowshed. You compared it so beautifully with Lord Krishna's disappearance from the jail. Thank you so much for that. It was very, very beautiful. Beautiful analysis of the entire pastime and how Krishna actually loves the cows. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the cowshed, the cows were licking him. So beautiful, Prabhu. And I think it was so nicely connected to things on a practical level, because, of course, we are nowhere there. And what we can do, and the analogy of how eventually, through the process of devotional service, we can progress to some stage. So it was so beautifully connected and told. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Really, a class. Beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such an enlightening class, Prabhuji. As Mataji was saying, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime was so wonderful. Like how He was so unconscious and he was in ecstatic inside but not outside. And the cows were protecting the ring for the Mahaprabhu not to go from that Goshala. And even then the Govinda and the other disciples, they have taken him and they have tried in different ways for waking him up, but they could not do, and they have chanted loudly. In the same way you have said the past time about the Srila Prabhupada, how he have gone for the ecstatic and he said to chant what they should do. The devotees were asking what they should do. So the Prabhupada was saying to chant. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class and explaining so neatly. So Prabhuji, do you have time for some questions or realizations from the devotees?
Yes, Mataji. I can try, but I don't know whether I'm eligible to answer, but I can.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So I request the devotees, if anybody have any questions, you can please go ahead. Or if you have any other realizations from the Prabhuji's class, you can please talk with Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisance, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very nectarian class. And you correlated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at ecstatic state and Srila Prabhupada. So it was very wonderful to hear. Thank you for that. And my question is it possible, like Kanishtha Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari, they can get any kind of static or not? Since I am very beginner in this Sri Krishna consciousness, so I don't know. So please let me know. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. yes, Mataji. So every one of us actually, there's a beginning. So based on the kind of sukruti that we have been carrying from our previous birth, the bhakti or Krishna consciousness starts in this life. Having said that, every one of us started somewhere. Like we started with Kanishtha Adhikari, then we keep on moving on. When we actually hear these stories as stories only, when we are listening the pastimes from the scriptures, when we are just listening as stories, or something like that, okay, I can hear this story, I can read this, I can share to somebody else. And if we do not practice that, are trying to put that into our life, then it will stay as stories, then we will not be able to reach one level up from Kanishtha Adhikari. So the first thing that is required for us to rise up is surrender. When you have a mentor, you have your senior, you have your spiritual master, then there is Prabhupada. When they say something, as I mentioned earlier, the instructions that come from a mentor or a senior or from spiritual master is not blanket. Blanket means, okay, this is one instruction, it applies to everybody. So instruction is actually always personal and one-to-one based on our capability and capacity. When there is an instruction that comes from one such person in our life, then we should not say no. When we accept that instruction as our heart and soul, and then when we start practicing that, and there we will be able to climb up further. Then Krishna actually gives us that prema. That sunshine, we will be able to capture it. But if I'm just living under a shade and saying that I'm not getting the sun, then it is our problem. If I need sunlight, I need to go out. So means what? Then if I need Krishna's love, then I need to surrender. Did I answer, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. It's very clear. Clearly you said, like if you're standing in shed and we are thinking that the sunlight is not coming to me. Yeah, this example tricked my mind. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful answer. I request any other devotees, if they have any other questions, you can please go ahead. Okay, if nobody have any other questions, we can end the call here, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful and enlightening class. We are so grateful to you. We look forward for your association in future. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Amani Gauchendra Das Prabhuji ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you so much.